Spicer said something to Link, who escorted him through the visitor's area and out of the administration building. He walked quickly along the manicured grounds. The sun was warm, and the gardeners were earning their 50 cents an hour. So were the keepers of the law library. Beach and Yarber were hiding in their little conference room, taking a break from their writings with a game of chess, when Spicer entered in a rush with an uncharacteristic smile.
"Boys, we finally hooked a big one," he said, and tossed Brandt's letter on the table.
Beach read it aloud.
"Palm Valley is one of the golf communities for rich folks," Spicer explained proudly. "Houses go for about $3 million. The boy's got plenty of dough, and he ain't much for letters."
"Yeah, he does seem anxious," Yarber observed.
"We need to move fast," Spicer said. "He wants to come down in 3 weeks.
"What's the upside potential?" Beach asked. He loved the jargon of those who invested millions.
"Least $500,000, Spicer said. "Let's do the letter now. Trevor is waiting."
Beach opened one of his many files and displayed his wares, sheets of paper and soft pastels.
"I think I'll try the peach," he said.
"Oh, definitely," Spicer said. "Gotta do peach."
Ricky wrote a scaled-down version of the initial contact letter, 28 years old, college graduate. Locked down in rehab but on the verge of release, probably in 10 days, very lonely, looking for a mature man to start a relationship. How convenient that Brandt would be living nearby, because Ricky had a sister in Jacksonville and he'd be staying with her. There were no obstacles, no hurdles to cross. He'd be ready for Brandt when he came south, but he'd like a photo first. Was Brandt really married? Would his wife be living at Palm Valley too? Or would she stay up there in Pennsylvania? Wouldn't it be great if she did? They enclosed the same color photo they'd used 100 times. It had proved irresistible. The peach envelope was taken by Spicer back to the attorney conference room where Trevor was napping.
"Mail this immediately,"
Spicer barked at him. They spent 10 minutes on their basketball bets, then said goodbye without a handshake. Driving back to Jacksonville, Trevor called his bookie, a new one, a bigger bookie, now that he was a player. The digital line was indeed more secure, but the phone wasn't. Agent Klockner and his band of operatives were listening, as usual, and tracking Trevor's bets. He wasn't doing badly, up $4,500 in the past 2 weeks. By contrast, his law firm had put $800 on the books during the same period.